Now, Job, he begins to hit the nail on the head with him. But Job answered and said, this is chapter 26, verse 2, "How hast thou helped him that is without power?" You didn't have the answer, Bildad, and you didn't have the answer, Eliphaz, and you didn't have the answer, Zophar. You had a lot of talk, but no answers. How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? In other words, Job is saying this, if you cannot answer that question, you can't help me. You've got to be able to answer that question. And in view of the fact that they can't answer that question, then what they've said has been good, but it's of no direct meaning, nor does it communicate anything to this man Job at all. And what he's saying here again, the better translation, "For whom hast thou uttered words?" You've been talking a whole lot, but you haven't said anything. "And whose spirit came from thee? Who do you think they are?" Now listen to him. "How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? And how hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is?" You came up finally with the right question, but you never did come up with the right answer. And now Job launches in on this, and when he does, he begins to lay his soul bare. Now we're beginning to see the problem with this man here. But now let's move, because Job has several, he has a lot to say through here, and some of it is great, by the way. Now, he moves into this area of the creation of God, and this is something that's tremendous. Let's just listen to it. He says here, verse 5, "Dead things are formed from under the waters, and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing." Now, there's been so much made of the fact that he stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and they attempt to point today, or did, that there's a void there in the north, no stars in a certain place. But that's before they got these very powerful telescopes, and especially the radio telescopes. My friend, you couldn't point a telescope in any direction, apparently, in God's universe. But what you didn't find it filled with stars. That is, there are other universes out there. So what he's saying is this, that God can reach out in space and he just covers it. He can cover the empty place, and he picks out the north here, and he just makes space. Now, space is a creation of God. The Bible teaches that, by the way. In other words, here is a star. God created it. And billions of light years over yonder is another star. Now, God created it. But what about that space between so they don't rub together or run together like cars do on our freeways today? How are you going to keep them apart? Well, God put space between. Now, what is space? Somebody says that's nothing. It is something. I don't know what it is, but it's something, and God created it to hold these apart. It's sort of like the lubricant that he uses to keep them apart. Paul makes that clear. He says, "I'm persuaded, neither death nor life, angels, principalities, powers, things present," that's time, "things to come," that's a future, "nor height nor depth," now height and depth is space, "nor any other created thing." So he created space. And my friend, that's something for you to turn over in your mind. What is space? Now, they've spent a long time going out to the moon, but what's all this between here and the moon? Don't tell me it's nothing, because it isn't nothing. It's something. What is it? I don't know. I'm no authority on that. I just know it's created, and it's out there. Now he says, "And he hangeth the earth upon nothing." Now, who in the world told Job that? And remember, we're back yonder in the days of, not of the antediluvians, I don't think, but at the time of the patriarchs, at least. And here's a man that knows that this earth is hanging out in space. And even all of the mythologies, even when you come to Greek mythology, They had some weird ideas. You remember the picture that they had that the earth rested upon Atlas? An Atlas stood on an elephant. And an elephant stood on four turtles. But they forgot to tell us what the turtles stood on, by the way. Apparently, you've got to have something down there below the turtles. But they didn't come up with anything. That's sort of like evolution. You just keep pushing it back far enough, and you get it down in some swamp, and it becomes a little bit of dirt and filth or something, and then you've solved it. But the only thing is, where in the world did the swamp come from? Where did the little thing that started it come from? You've got to have somebody winding the thing up, my friend, to get the thing started. So that here is a man that is saying that he hangeth the earth upon nothing, and there's no foundation in under it. And you just wonder what's holding it up. But the thing of it is, if it fell, what direction would it go? Because we talk about gravitation today, pulling down, but that's always down to the earth, and on the other side of the earth, it's the opposite as it is on this side of the earth. So you can't say that it's all pulling one direction. And when you move way out yonder, there's nothing pulling anything. So where is down and where is up? And is that the reason that the earth hangs out there in space? Well, the reason it hangs out there in space, because by him, the Lord Jesus, all things consist. My friends, we're moving into something that's great here. Are we not? I told you, these next few times, in fact, the rest of the way through the book of Job is a marvelous march. Now we find, as we drop down, and I'm just going to hit the high points here, in verse 13 he says, by his Spirit he hath garnished the heavens, his hand hath formed the crooked serpent. As you look out yonder in space, God has garnished the heavens. And I'm of the opinion that he's calling attention here when he mentions the crooked serpent, that he's speaking actually of a constellation out in the heavens. There's been some question about that, whether he's speaking of the serpent as we understand it here upon this earth. But what he's doing now is calling attention to the greatness of God as it is revealed out yonder in the heavens.